Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our sixth installment of Reflections on Shabbos. There's a pasuk we were speaking about a certain amount last week. I would like to share a few more perspectives about it. And that is the phrase from the pasuk from the Aseres HaDibros, from the Ten Commandments, Zachor es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. Remember the day of Shabbos to sanctify it. We already have mentioned that there's Zachor and Shamor. Shamor is to refrain from doing prohibited activities on Shabbos, most specifically the 39 prohibited types of work. Zachor is to remember Shabbos through the Kiddush. So the Maral has an interesting comment about this idea of Zachor being the Kiddush in the context of that pasuk. So what is Shabbos? So a person could spend the entire Shabbos refraining from any malacha, refraining from any prohibited activity. But the fact that he's not doing malacha does not inherently mean he's recognizing the greatness of Shabbos. It could be that the person is lazy. It could be the person is resting. It could be all kinds of things. So the one moment that frames it all and clarifies that Shabbos is a special day and clarifies that everything the person is refraining from doing on Shabbos is as a recognition of God's having created the world and God's running the world is the moment that he makes Kiddush. And that, says the Maral, is what we're saying in the Pasuk. Zachor es Yom HaShabbos, remember the day of Shabbos, which we say means talking about Shabbos, making Kiddush, L'Kadsho. That's what sanctifies the day. It's a really interesting thing to think about. I think if we're honest about it, many of us at Friday night Kiddush are just trying to keep our eyes open. And at Shabbos morning Kiddush, we're sort of speeding through and thinking about what the challah is going to taste like this week. And the idea of just stopping for a moment and all the effort that I put in, everything that I made to make things clean for Shabbos and ready for Shabbos, and that late Thursday night that I stayed up, whether it be getting the house ready or whether it be working on the project for work so that I could leave early on Friday, all of it comes to this crescendo of sanctity when I just say the words of Kiddush. I think it's a very worthwhile thing to reflect on. A very different thought about remembering the day of Shabbos, the Or HaChaim cites a very interesting medrash. We know that Adam was created on the sixth day of creation, which if we're going with basic days of the week, that's Friday. We know that the sin, Adam and Chava were created on the sixth day of creation. The sin that Adam and Chava did, that Adam and Eve did, was also on the sixth day of creation. And famously, Adam repents. The Medrash says that Adam brings a korban, a sacrifice. Adam repents on the sixth day of creation. And then everything became dark. And remember, this Friday night is the first night in the existence of Adam and Chava. And the fact that it had been light and now it becomes dark seems to be an extremely foreboding sign. The world as he knows it is over. It, beyond whatever is going to happen, he's going to leave Gan Eden, it's all over. And then the next morning, there's light again. And that's the first Shabbos in the history of the world. And the Or HaChai, and so Shabbos, that light coming out, is a tremendous symbol to Adam of the love of God, of the forgiveness of God. So the Or HaChaim just says this is yet another thing to reflect on when we talk about remembering the day of Shabbos. That from its inception, Shabbos always carried the potential to be symbolic of the fact that God looks at us, God loves us, God forgives us, God sees our challenge, God sees our growth. Very interesting thing to think about in the context of Shabbos is a time for reflection. Sometimes we look back and we feel we had an extremely productive week, an extremely spiritual week. Sometimes we look back on a Friday night and say, wow, we were not who we wanted to be this past week. But either way, to be able to look at Shabbos as this opportunity for renewal that God had in the framework since the very first creation of man. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.